When you were in school, did you comprehend math? It's a subject that doesn't come easily for everyone. In fact, in Milwaukee, there's a big achievement gap in math among students. In fact, one of the widest gaps in the country. But the city does have bright spots, individual schools and classrooms where teachers are approaching math in a new way, and they're seeing results. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello visited a few local numbers people to ask them their formula.
UW-Milwaukee instructor Leah Reinick is a self-described math nerd.
Integers, rational numbers, fractions, polynomials, rational expressions, radical expressions.
If these terms make your skin crawl, you're not alone. Exponents. Math is a sore spot for many of Reinick's students. She works primarily with remedial learners. For them, for whatever reason, math just doesn't click. But Reinick says any student can be good at math. She even, in the spirit of a true math nerd, has her own formula for success. Her calculation? Positive attitude times productive work equals success.
Anybody given the correct mindset will actually succeed at mathematics. It's one of those things that you have to apply yourself and do it.
It's a formula Reinick emphasizes in Math 94, a new remedial course she helped develop at UWM. There's no lecture. Instead, it's trial and error. Students attempt tons of sample problems as homework. Then, when they come to class, they work together on items that stumped them.
It's just asking for us to find an equivalent fraction is all they want, and then show why it's equivalent.
Yeah, find something similar.
Yeah.
Students meet 4 days a week. They push their desks together so they can work in small groups. This format emphasizes persistence. When Reinick brings the class together to go over problems on the board, students aren't allowed to say, "I don't get it."
I don't get it still.
You can't tell me I don't get it. You have to say, "I don't get it because of this."
And Reinick's formula is working. In prior years, less than half of remedial students passed UWM's traditional math lectures. Now, pass rates have reached 75%. And for the most part, students say they like the class.
Literally the first A I've ever earned in math in my entire life.
Sophomore Mitch McBrayer took Reinick's class last year. By the way, talk about challenges. The 40-year-old is legally blind.
My positive attitude in reflection on that class has a lot to do with how the class was structured, how much positivity is built into the class, and how much attitude is a big part of the curriculum.
So, the keyword for success in this college-level math course is positivity. But for these K-12 students, the key is teaching.
For me, it would be emphasis on rigor in math combined with great teaching in a student-centered classroom.
That's Mark Ketterhagen, principal at Milwaukee College Prep's Lloyd Street campus. The MPS Charter School boasted the best score in the city last year for growth in math. Ketterhagen attributes that improvement to a shift in his staff's mindset. Whereas teachers used to stand at the board and lecture, today they give the students time to explore math concepts on their own.
We really have to switch to a new model of teaching that moves beyond just repetition of numbers and computation. But that has to come with a teacher who's comfortable having a student-centered room. Because so often math instruction is teacher-centered, where the teacher is explaining and the students are listening. And so that's been a really big shift.
Data from Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction shows that among MPS students, just 15% are considered proficient in math. But there are things teachers can do to boost those numbers, according to UWM instructor Leah Reinick. For instance, she says use new technologies, focus on study skills, make sure students are taking notes in productive ways. And again, she says, it all comes back to positivity, because trying new things can be hard for both students and teachers.
You are able to grow your knowledge with practice. It's okay to make mistakes, and it's okay to struggle, and it's okay because you're learning.
And, Reinick adds, math requires patience. In today's fast-paced world, teachers and students have to accept the fact that numbers don't always come quickly. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.